I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Mayor John Tory and city partners are announcing plans for a $5.4 million grant to help small businesses this winter season. The grant will be used for three programs. First, the New Transit Expansion Construction Mitigation Grant Program. It reads that it will help mitigate the impacts of construction on local businesses. Toronto continues to see several construction sites geared towards expanding light rail train service along Eglinton Avenue and Finch Avenue. Also, in Scarborough, construction to replace the LRT with a subway extension has begun as well. Second is the Main Street Innovation Fund. This will fund BIAs and not-for-profit organizations to help businesses navigate through challenges together, according to the press release. This grant is expected to help fund future projects to promote the businesses. Third is the Commercial Space Rehabilitation Grant Program. This will offer matching funding of 50% to commercial business operators and owners of storefronts that are vacant for interior improvements and to assist businesses to release space impacted by COVID-19.
It is not healthy for those main streets that have those shops to have every third shop empty because of people that couldn't survive COVID. And so this is meant to provide some assistance to those people in those buildings and those businesses to reimagine the space, to make changes to the space, to improve the space so that those spaces can be occupied once again and form part of a healthy, thriving building and neighborhood. This space here, Berkeley Castle, is a recipient of a Commercial Space Rehabilitation Program grant, and you can see for yourselves the difference that makes. This is an incredibly beautiful space. It is a refreshed-looking space that respects heritage at the same time, and it is home to a thriving organization you'll hear more about today that has to do with a healthy neighborhood and respect and embracing of the arts, which are something that I have fiercely defended in the course of the budget process to make sure that they have the funding they need to keep creativity very much alive in our city. So that the Main Street Recovery and Rebuild Initiative so far has committed funding to support 270 entrepreneurs, 360 businesses, and 64 community organizations. And if you think about that spread across the city and all these different neighborhoods, it is making a positive difference to jobs, to the health of the main streets, to the health of the creative sector, to the ability to repurpose and release space that might have become empty as a result of the pandemic. And I will just say that we have, as a city, also moved forward with our own initiatives not in partnership with the other governments. We have Cafe TO providing hundreds of restaurants with the ability to have some additional outdoor dining space so they could get through the COVID and post-COVID period. We've had programs like Digital Main Street that have helped businesses, thousands of businesses, access technology and digital tools to help their business grow. We've helped with online year-round learning opportunities for some of those same businesses so they can do things they don't do, even basic things like in any way export. Most of our small businesses don't export, not because they couldn't, not because they don't have the excellence of products and services they could export, but because they just don't know how. They started local, they're important to us local, but they haven't thought of the international opportunities that exist online and otherwise.
Tory said that the grants come at a time when the city hopes to enter its post-COVID phase. Later in the press conference, the mayor reassured that the new city budget will help small businesses with the reduced property tax.
I did launch the 2023 budget a week or so ago, and I should point out that one of the elements in that budget, because it is not unimportant in terms of the revenue that it represents, that it'll be left in the pockets of small businesses, that we brought into place last year with the support of councillors like Councillor Carroll. Councillor Moyes wasn't there, but I know he would have voted for it, which is the small business tax reduction. And if you think about the significance of a 15% reduction in taxes for thousands of small businesses across this city, especially but not limited to the post-COVID period, this will make a big difference to them in terms of money left in their pockets to reinvest in their businesses, to help pay off debt that might have been accumulated during the course of the pandemic and otherwise.
Discussions on the budget continue during subcommittees across the Greater Toronto Area. Social services centered on housing and shelter, public transit, and potential parking levies are the most prevalent topics. CGRU have contacted the Toronto Region Board of Trade for comment on the new grants. No reply was given at this time. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.